has not been good for the Nats. Losers of 10 of 12 and dropped 2 out of 3 out of the break against the San Diego Padres. They got a chance to get things going tonight against the Reds, who come to town to kick off a series. Dave Jagler will be on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan. Jags, series loss to the Padres. Sum up the weekend for us.
Well, yeah, I'll sum up by saying I was going to hang up and try to be the 10th caller to go to the concert on Friday, but I got to be in Minnesota. So, not the best, although Saturday was good. Friday they were right there. Unfortunately, the ninth inning got away from Kyle Finnegan, but Saturday was a good win for the Nats. And then yesterday it was unfortunate to see Mackenzie Gore have his roughest start of the year and the worst first inning of his career. I mean, you're down 4-0, four batters in. You're hoping maybe that he could pull a Patrick Corbin out of the hat and give you six innings and no more runs. Unfortunately, he was done after 2 1/3. And there may be a cost to pay in this series because of what the Nationals are doing with their pitching staff, moving Brad Lord, who has really been their ace reliever here the last month or so, into the rotation where he was earlier in the year. And so Lord starts on Tuesday, but that is almost like a quasi-bullpen game because he's not stretched out. The Nationals had to use two long relievers just to finish yesterday's game. So we'll see how Miguel Cairo navigates not only tonight, hoping Jake Irvin can go deep, but tomorrow.
Since that, I thought was a tough start. You know, he battled against the Dodgers actually right about a month ago, Jags, talking about Mackenzie Gore. You know, they're really good. They do that to a lot of people. Gore been really good for, I think, three or four straight starts. Yesterday, just didn't look like himself. What did you make of that?
Well, it was the first time this year we've kind of seen the emotions, I thought, get the best of them. Yeah. There were times where that was the case last year. And I'll circle the Manny Machado at bat in the top of the first inning. I mean, he walks the leadoff hitter. Arise has an 0-2 single, which is what he does. And Gore, thought he had strike three on a fastball to Machado to get out number one. Pitch track had the pitch just a hair low. Seemed like the umpire got the call right. Mackenzie kind of barked in the direction of Brian Onora. We haven't seen that this year. He's been really, really good at shaking off adversity and getting on, hitting the reset button, getting to the next pitch. Well, what do you know? He barks at the ump, and the next pitch is hit over the fence, and four runs are on the board, and he came stomping off the mound, almost walked to home plate to get the new baseball from the ump. And I don't know, it just seemed like that put the course of his day in the wrong direction. So you hope it's just a blip. Again, the course of this season, he's managed the games where he hasn't been as effective to not give up many runs. It just really got away from him. He's been so good. Hopefully it's just one, and he's right back on point when he faces the Twins in his next start.
Jags, you were at the ballpark over the weekend. The Nationals introduced their brand new number one overall pick, Eli Willits. What did you make of the presser and your first chance to take a look at him in person?
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with just the demeanor of him not being wowed by the circumstances. But for a guy who was hanging out when he was a kid with Aaron Judge in the batting cage, what's the big deal about being here? But, I tried to put him on the spot a little bit. And I thought the thing I'll take away from our interview when he was on the broadcast, we were talking about, are you right-handed, left-handed? Tell me about your stroke. Are you kind of a different hitter? And he said, no, I feel like I'm the same hitter both ways. And I tried to put him on the spot. I said, game on the line, ninth inning. Do you want to bat right-handed or left-handed? And his answer was, whichever way the pitcher's throwing. That showed me a hell of a lot of confidence that he said that. Like, I can do it both ways. It doesn't matter. So for 17 years old, he's got a little bit of a presence about him. His goal is to get to the big leagues by age 20, and we wish him all the luck in making that happen.
Jags, trade deadline is just, right around the corner here. What are you expecting here for the Nats over the next 10 days or so, given some of the movement?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Mike DiBartolo's quote that day when he talked after the press conference was pretty telling. I mean, he feels that this young core is together, and they're not going to subtract from that core. They want to add and augment around that. So there are pieces that other teams could probably pry away, but I think you feel like, with the core group you have, let's see if you can get some pieces around that, be it some younger players in the organization to move their way through. So, Kyle Finnegan's name is going to come up, potentially Nathaniel Lowe. Ahmed Rosario has been a really good player. You would figure some contenders going to have interest in him as a platoon piece to do some damage against left-handed pitching. So those names will be out there, and we'll see how Mike DiBartolo handles his first trade deadline as the interim general manager. But I can't think it's going to be as active as some in the past, considering his comments that this core is here to stay and what they want to build around.
Jags, thank you. We appreciate you. Have a great call tonight. Reds are always entertaining. L.A. De La Cruz and company in town should be a fun evening at the ballpark.
Absolutely. Looking forward to a fun series, and hopefully the Nats can pick up some wins.
We'll be listening to Nats baseball. 6:45 first pitch coming up in about 2.5 hours right here on The Fan.